Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke skated through Tuesday's nomination vote in the GOP-led Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee.
Ms. Murkowski.
Aye.
Mr. Barrasso.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee is aye by proxy.
Mr. Flake.
Aye.
Mr. Daines.
Aye.
Mr. Gardner.
Less than 2 minutes later, Zinke had won the committee's endorsement.
The ayes are 16 and the nays are 6. And the nomination is ordered reported favorably.
Thank you. The ayes have it. Congratulations, Representative Zinke. We look forward to working with you. Next, the question is on the nomination.
The committee's confirmation vote for both Zinke and former Texas Governor Rick Perry for Energy Secretary lacked the fireworks of separate committee meetings Tuesday on two of President Trump's other nominees. Democrats boycotted the nominations of Steve Mnuchin to Treasury and Tom Price for Health Secretary. Still, Democratic Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State, who voted against Zinke, told him she worries about the Trump administration's approach to federal lands.
I know you want to be a Teddy Roosevelt kind of Secretary of Interior, but you're working with an administration who, in their own infrastructure bill, says that they're going to pay for it by oil and gas infrastructure, by oil and gas on federal lands. I don't know where that stops.
Montana Senator Steve Daines voted for Zinke, later noting he'll be the first Montanan to ever serve in a president's cabinet.
Ryan, you possess exactly the right balance. As we say in Montana, we're a blend of George Strait and John Denver, and you get that.
At the time of this recording, the full Senate had not yet scheduled a final vote on Zinke's nomination. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.